Free Talk Live. That's the show you're listening to with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And we're launching into hour three of tonight's program. You can hear Free Talk Live every single night of the week, Sunday through Monday, right, at freetalklive.com. The archives are available there for you to listen to for free. We were just kind of talking about intellectual property, and, well, you know, Free Talk Live gives away the archives of our show for free because we want people to listen.
Take them, use them, cut them up, do whatever you want, you know, be as creative as you want. People have made songs with them, dub steps and all kinds of things.
Really?
With Free Talk Live. Yeah,
oh,
sure.
I want to hear that. I'll have to look for that.
Out there. And, you know, people have sent me songs. You know, whatever.
You're going to hear our podcast ads and our live reads that we do on the show if you listen to the archives, but... Hey, I mean, there is a commercial-free version available. If you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, you get access to that, right, Mark?
Yep.
So, you know, Free Talk Live finds a way to still earn a living and, at the same time, give the archives away to the listeners for free. So I think everybody wins in that situation. And, you know, we do have a call on the line. By the way, 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. In case you're new to the show, this is a show where you can basically call and bring up anything that's on your mind. We were talking in the last hour about intellectual property, and I think someone's on the line who wants to continue that discussion. Mike in Honolulu?
Mike, hey, Mark. Stephanie, good to talk to you guys.
Hi, you too, Mike.
Hey, so it's cool you guys are talking about this. It's very timely because September 26th is the 114th birthday of Leonard Reed, who is founder of the Foundation for Economic Freedom, a huge... opponent of intellectual property.
I thought it was, is it the Foundation for Economic Education, FEE?
Economic Education, my apologies, yes.
No problem. I'm a big fan of Leonard Reed. He wrote
everything.
He has this essay called iPencil. Have you ever heard of this, Mark?
No.
It's a very famous essay, I think written in the 1950s, and it's basically about the market. It's about how no one person in the world knows how to make a pencil. Nobody could centrally plan this process. What it is people want pencils, or they probably wanted them more back in 1950 when they didn't have computers to type on. They had to use them to write. And, you know, somebody has to go get the graphite. Somebody has to make the wood into the right shape, paint it, get the rubber out of the rubber trees for the eraser and all kinds of stuff. Nobody knows how to do it, but this very elegant process is coordinated, and you can get a pencil for probably in those days pennies. And this is all, nobody's in charge of this process. This is a completely organic orchestration of this very complex event that happens through the free market. So, Leonard Reed did a lot of other great work besides that. The FEE, you can still, FEE is the Foundation for Economic Education. They still have...
don't they own the Freeman magazine?
The Freeman, yes. They have a magazine that they publish. So if you want to read more about that, Sheldon Richman was the editor for a while. He's a wonderful writer. I really like him. I think he's recently moved on. Yeah. But the Freeman has online issues that I think you can read. So I recommend that. But anyway, Mike, go on with what you wanted to say.
Well, they've been giving away all their content under copyleft or Creative Commons for their entire existence, and they seem to be doing fairly well. We still know about them. We still celebrate them, and their work has been featured in many important publications.
Right.
My question is, if ideas and such can be owned, who gets credit for the idea that we own ideas? Who do we pay for that?
You know, and most people won't argue the intellectual side of this. They'll immediately give up once you start talking about the wheel and Mozart concertos and you know, the bow and arrow and these ideas that we have been passed down. You know, the happy birthday song and how ridiculous it is that you know, the person who invented it is dead, but their kids are being, you know, I guess are continuing on with this you know, this dynasty that must be the happy birthday song. They'll immediately give that up, and usually it's always these utilitarian arguments. But if we don't have patent law or IP law in this
right.
particular area or that particular area, I took this picture, someone's going to steal it on the internet, this kind of thing, that kind of thing. And you know, rather
it's,
than
you can hear the fear and the concern, right? Because I have to say, like, it's hard probably to imagine a world without IP, because in America, at least, we grow up surrounded by it, and we're taught that this is preserving innovation, this is the only acceptable system, and I'm really glad for, you know, this article in The Atlantic just coming out and all the people who are out there saying, look, no, this doesn't make sense. This is not working. It's spiraling out of control, and it always spirals out of control. So we need to just get rid of this.
You know, I have a my professor here in my school. He's a libertarian, and when they came out with their academic dishonesty policy, mm-hmm. one of the stipulations was, you know, if you copy information without giving credit, that's academic dishonesty. And him being a libertarian, he asked the board. He said, "Well, where's the credit for this idea?"
Right. Somebody had to yeah. come up with the idea.
Good question.
For copying the credit, and why didn't they give credit for that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How did they respond, do you know?
Well, of course, they had no response. You know, they cited other yeah. universities and blah, blah, blah. Who knows why the state is, you know.
But they didn't cite them. I mean, they may have cited them at the meeting, but they didn't cite them in their work.
Right.
I mean, their work was this,
that's
whatever
academic
this rule
dishonesty.
Was. It's very interesting, you know, where these, you know, and this just the arbitrariness. Well, patents are good for 17 years or whatever the period of time is. Well, why not 18 and why not 16?
Yeah, and, you know, I think, you know, life extension and you know, medical advancements making people live longer and longer are just going to introduce more and more complications to the idea of intellectual property. And if corporations, of course, are people, then perhaps copyrights can never die.
Yeah.
Right. Once a corporation owns a copyright, then how long does it go on?
Yeah, that's actually a great point. And, Mike, thank you very much for the call tonight. I appreciate that little story about the professor.
It's
amazing. Amusing, yeah. All right, Mark, you know, I wanted to bring this up because we have sort of a police misconduct story, I guess, if you will. And this is interesting to me because, you know, I'm interested in medicine and health. And so what we have here is a cop from Detroit, and this is a sort of a local news story, who just showed the most, frankly, just ignorance about HIV and AIDS, okay? And this harkens back to, like, the 1980s. There was a kid who got AIDS, he got HIV, the virus which causes AIDS, from a blood transfusion, you know, so it was not any behavior that he did.
Where did that happen?
Where did this happen? In the United States. This is when HIV was very new.
Okay.
Okay, so they would pool the blood.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought that you were telling a news story here. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a historical thing. It was back, I think, in the 1980s, and this kid was like 9 years old, and he was kicked out of his government school just for having HIV because yeah. people were paranoid. They didn't know
how... It was the new leprosy.
Right. Yeah, they didn't know that it can't be spread unless you have contact with another person's blood. Like, you really cannot spread HIV by casual contact or by being near somebody who has HIV. You have to have sex with them, or you have to be exposed to their blood, or get a needle stick or something like that. And even the sexual thing, I mean, people are saying now that it's really just certain sex acts. You definitely can't get it from kissing. You know, there may be a theoretical...
Sex act now?
Well, people wonder about this, right?
Okay.
So it's just basic, you know, health education. I guess if you had like an open cut on your mouth and you kissed someone who also had an open cut on their mouth and one of them was HIV positive, yeah, theoretically you could get it. But, you know,
there's a lot of people. I mean, Magic Johnson comes to mind in this circumstance. He's been around a long time. Looks pretty good.
Sure. Yeah. And he's HIV positive. Right. Yeah, and the point is it cannot be spread by casual contact. Well, there's a cop in Detroit who pulled over a lady. Her name is Shalandra Jones, and, you know, she's black. I don't know what the race of the officer was, but I would be... It smacks of racism, right?
I don't know.
Well, okay, here's what he did. He pulled this lady over and ticketed and said he was ticketing them. Because he's, quote, aggravated that Ms. Jones didn't disclose her HIV status before he searched their SUV.
Why was he searching her SUV?
I don't know. There's a video of it. It's 29 minutes long. I haven't watched the video. It's probably some, you know, just fishing expedition. And he says, in the video, he says, the unnamed officer says he, quote, doesn't want to catch something and has a family. I mean, he just doesn't understand that you cannot catch HIV just by being near somebody.
Educated law enforcement.
Like a cold.
Law enforcement officers on bloodborne pathogens and things like that.
They're putting them through training now, apparently. But I guess this guy failed the training or that he didn't have it in the first place. So 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number for Free Talk Live. Tell us your bad cop stories. More coming up.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And do us a favor, if you would, if you have some shopping to do on various websites, but I'd say the main one is Amazon.com. If you want to buy something on Amazon, enter through Free Talk Live's portal, and you can find that at shop.freetalklive.com. All you have to do is just take a moment to click through that link, and that will place, I guess, a little cookie on your system, and everything that you purchase will give Free Talk Talk Live a small referral fee.
Who doesn't like cookies?
Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster likes them. Anyway, that's terrible. If you enter Free Talk Live's enter Amazon through Free Talk Live's portal, you'll be helping out the show for free. It won't affect your purchase price. You get the same service, the same price. Everything is exactly the same, except Free Talk Live can put that money to good use.
You can't talk about Cookie Monster without sending money to PBS.
Oh, my. Is that an intellectual property thing?
That's right. They're poor. Mitt Romney wants to take their money away.
I heard something about, people were screaming that he wants to get rid of Big Bird or something.
Something like that. He said he liked Big Bird in the
cut funding for PBS.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the best thing he said all night, likely. And I don't think that it's any real effect on the budget. I think that that's ludicrous. It's like removing a penny out of the pocket of a person who's just spending money all over the place. It's ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's such a small amount. But
I mean, NPR gets like only 10% of their funding.
About 10% of their funding comes from the government. So that means 90% of their funding comes from underwriters and viewers like you.
Yeah.
And listeners like you. And
the biggest part is corporations.
I support them.
Yes.
Yeah. I send them money. My wife listens to NPR on a regular basis. It's in the car when I get in sometimes.
Yeah.
And, but it's fine. I mean, if you're going to use the product, then pay for it. But the idea that they can't somehow make up this 10% and Big Bird's going to go out, walking down Sesame Street homeless with nary a nest to live in, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I think there are so many people whose children watch Sesame Street that they would step up to support it.
Absolutely.
If it were threatened in any way.
They would make more money by getting rid of the government intervention. Actually, they make more money because the government kicked them out. And that's really the trick, is that they need to be kicked out by the government to get the sympathy.
Yeah, then people will perceive that it's urgent, they have to donate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mark, there's a bearded lady that we wanted to talk about.
Oh, my.
Yes. I'm just saying that to
at the circus?
Sort of grab people. No, she's not at the circus, actually. Her name is Belpreet Kaur, and she's a college student, actually. And she is a Sikh woman. She's wearing a turban, and she's got some very serious, very obvious facial hair.
Hold on. So, a friend of mine's a Sikh,
okay. And
women don't wear turbans.
Right. She also believes that there is... She essentially is like, I guess, a gender egalitarian.
Oh, great. A feminist Sikh woman.
I don't know if she would. I don't think she would call herself a feminist. But
okay. In
her own words, she says that, she's inspired by this guru. And for some reason, she believes that, there's no difference between her and a man. She can do anything a man can do. And the
there
commandment.
There are some differences, but okay.
But the commandment.
If she wants to wear a turban.
She's getting closer with the facial hair, but I'm sorry. But she... she says that she believes this commandment from God, according to her religion, applies to her. So she wears the turban, and she, it's also part of the Sikh faith, I guess, not to remove any hair. So she keeps the facial hair that she has.
That's the sort of more orthodox Sikh belief. I mean, the modern ones cut their hair, but go ahead.
She explains this here in her own words, but basically the background to this story is that she was photographed, it looks like in an airport or something like that. Somebody took a picture of her when she's waiting in line, and it shows her, wearing a turban, and you can see her body. She's not obese, she's a pretty normal-looking woman from the neck down, but she's got, facial hair going on. And it's I've actually never seen a woman with this much facial hair.
So you wouldn't mistake her for a man?
I don't think so. There are some feminine features, definitely. Okay. I mean, she has breasts, right? And she...
How big are they? I mean, that matters.
They're not small.
Okay.
Yeah. I think if you saw her, you would say, yeah, this is a woman with facial hair.
Okay.
And so somebody took a picture of her without her consent and put it on Reddit. And Reddit is a, kind of like an internet forum. There's probably frequented by lots of trolls, people wanting to laugh at things. Somebody put it on the funny section of Reddit, and there were all kinds of people making mean and trolly comments about her, and she somehow found out about this and saw the thread and read all these mean comments. She says, in her own words, I'm reading her article that she wrote, she sat for several hours reading the mocking and mean responses that the post evoked, and then she chose to respond. And she said, I'm not embarrassed or even humiliated by the attention, negative and positive, that this picture is getting me, because it's who I am. Yes, I'm a baptized Sikh woman with facial hair. Yes, I believe that my gender, yes, I realize that my gender is often confused, and I look different than most women. However, baptized Sikhs believe in the sacredness of the body. It is a gift that has been given to us by the divine being, which is genderless, actually, and must keep it intact as a submission to the divine will. By not focusing on physical beauty, I have time to cultivate those inner virtues and hopefully focus my life on creating change and progress for the world in any way I can. So she posted this statement to the Reddit thread that was just making fun of her, and the responses, according to her, I haven't read the thread, but according to her, the response has completely changed. She said, what happened next surprised everyone, especially me. More than 1,000 comments appeared on Reddit supporting me, my faith, and my view of inner and outer beauty. Articles supporting me even emerged everywhere from Jezebel to the Times of India and the Guardian in the UK. Even though I appreciate all the positive energy, I've spent the last 10 days or so trying to stay away from more media. So, and then she goes on to explain why she wears the turban, because she believes, you know, that there's no difference between her and a man, and, you know, why she keeps this hair. And so though a lot of people have been talking about this, it's an interesting, unusual story.
So I've gone to this, I think it's the website, it might be called The People of Walmart.
Yes.
Where
People of Walmart blog.
You can go and you can see some folks who are,
yeah.
They run the gamut from, terrible, white trashy to, dirty, to strange cross-dressing behavior, to just all kinds of amusing things. You know, people who are wearing clothing shorter and
yes.
smaller than they should.
Yeah. I feel really cruel oftentimes for laughing at that, but even People of Walmart blog has a policy that, hey, if you see a picture of yourself on there, they will take it down. And if you request it, they will take it down. So, yeah.
And I wonder to myself, I mean, is this the highest form of comedy? It probably isn't.
No.
But at the same time, if it's funny, it's funny. And where does comedy stop and, the empathy for your fellow human start?
Yeah.
Because I think that this is one of the dangers of sort of PC behavior,
yeah.
politically correct behavior, is that nothing is funny anymore, that there's nothing is open to discussion or ridicule. And
okay, well, I can see that. But I have another concern that okay. this brings up for me, the whole is acceptance, I guess, going overboard. And my question about this is there a medical issue that's being missed? I mean, clearly it's not normal for women to have facial hair. Yeah, a couple stray hairs, pretty much every woman has that. But, like, if she had a tumor that was making testosterone or something, she might never know because everyone's so busy saying, like, yeah, we accept you. And, yeah, I'm all for acceptance. That's great. I would like to accept myself and everybody else, too. But is an actual serious issue here being missed for the sake of being PC, as you said, Mark?
Maybe.
Let us know what you think. It's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And we're so glad to have you with us. 855-450-FREE is the phone number. That's 855-450-3733. We've talked about a lot of different subjects tonight, from intellectual property to people of Walmart and associated things. But you're welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE.
If you're thinking, if you've heard about us talk about bitcoins and you don't really know what they are, go to weusecoins.org. If you're into bitcoins and, you know, you found that you want to get other folks into them, maybe a way to do that is to get an online wallet at blockchain.info. Blockchain.info has, you know, wallets that you can get for your computer or apps for your Android or jailbroken iPhones. You can actually do some of the features on regular iPhones, but I guess it's a little harder. And thanks to fancy encryption techniques that they never have access to your money. They don't know how much money you're sending or receiving or anything like that. It's just an online wallet that only you have access to. And you can send bitcoins to your friends via email or through their Facebook pages or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. So if you know somebody who has a cell phone in North Korea, you can send money to them easily with this blockchain.info app. It's really cool. And bitcoins, they're great. I think they're going to change the world. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Cool. All right. Well, Mark, we were talking about this this lady. She's actually a college student, so she's a young lady. She is a Sikh, and she is a woman with facial hair. And she got basically put up on Reddit, you know, against her will. A lot of people were making fun of her.
Reddit's a site where, you know, people go and talk about stuff.
Yeah, basically. And so then, you know, basically what she did was, and I admire this, I think this is really cool, she was able to make a post on the Reddit thread about her, and basically break down barriers with the people that were making fun of her. And she said that she basically sees every, you know, stare that she gets or every question as an opportunity for a conversation, which, wow, I mean,
that's powerful.
That's pretty, yeah, powerful.
But I do question, I mean, does comedy have value? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it does. I think that, you know, I think that the ability to laugh and enjoy oneself is great. And I mean, there's different types of comedy out there. Perhaps looking at someone's picture on the internet that you don't really know anything about, it's just sort of they're a stereotype or whatever, and laughing at that, you know, I mean, is that the highest form of comedy? I'm not sure it does. But, you know, I mean, I've seen pictures. I saw a picture on the internet, I mean, amazing pictures of this guy in, like, high heels, wearing tube socks, a pair of sparkly underpants, and a motorcycle, an old-style motorcycle crash helmet,
wow,
walking in front of a giant fire in front of a building. And
you're like, what's going on there?
Under it, the caption is, no matter what you do, you'll never party this hard. And, I mean, every time I see this picture on the internet, I giggle to myself because I have no idea what's going on
here.
And I don't know. Maybe this person's mentally ill, and I'm laughing at a mentally ill person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like people haven't laughed at mentally ill people throughout the ages. Now, does that make it good and right? I don't know.
I mean, I feel bad when people are laughing at somebody,
yep,
you know, when they're making fun of somebody. I have to feel like a kernel of sadness in there for that person too, because like we've all been on the receiving end of that too.
I think everybody has.
Everybody's been made fun of, and we know what it feels like for to have someone laughing at us, and it doesn't feel good. So, I mean, if there's a way to, I guess,
what's
maybe
unique about this story is that this person saw that they were being laughed at. Now, because the internet moves you so far away, this isn't like snickering at someone in the hallway behind at school or anything like
right.
that. This is snickering at someone that you don't know, that you've never known. It's just a picture. It could even be a fabrication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't know what it is.
And in this case, she happened to find it somehow.
That's what makes this story notable. And even more than that is the way that she responded to it. And I think it shows a strength of character on her part.
Definitely.
But, I wonder, do I want to, you know, do I really want to try to stop this behavior in people? I don't think I'm not going to laugh at the next funny picture I see on the internet that is an amusing person.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody suggested to stop it in any way, and I don't think you could stop it. It's just, I do really wonder, like, if this is a medical issue that people are ignoring because now at this point everybody is reveling in being so accepting.
What could it indicate, this woman having this much, being this young and having that much facial hair?
Anything. I mean, polycystic ovary syndrome in women can cause body hair, all kinds of body hair and facial hair. Any kind of like hormonal imbalance or excess of male hormones or androgens can cause it. So, I mean, it definitely could. It's not like she just has a couple of, you know, stray hairs. And I'm not saying, like, you know, she should shave or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, is there something that's being ignored? You know, and I care about that. That could be a legitimate threat to her health. I want her to be healthy. That's all I can say.
It also brings, you know, what's the value in fitting in and not fitting in, too? And I think that there's value in fitting in.
Oh, sure. It takes a lot for a college-age woman to say, yeah, I don't care. This is who I am. And you can like it or not. Let's see what Donna has to say. Donna, are you with us in Indiana?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I really appreciate the compassion that you're having for this lady. I can understand that myself. I had a hormone problem when I was in my 20s because I had miscarried a baby, and then I went into pituitary gland failure.
Wow.
Which caused me to have excess hair on my face, just like a man's beard. Over the years, I tried electrolysis. I tried, and that was terrible. The pain was so bad.
It's painful.
That.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I had to either be drunk or take a lot of nerve medicine in order to go through that. It was so bad.
Wow.
And I just couldn't stand it. So I just relished the fact that I just have to shave it off every day, which I still do.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you can't tell it unless you look really close. I'm allergic to the products that you can put on there, like Nair. You know, I can't do that.
You can't put
those
stuff on your face.
Those burn your skin in
right,
addition to the hair.
Can't do that. But it's just amazing because I have a really beautiful complexion, and I get compliments all the time on my complexion. But little do they know that I have a full beard that I have to shave off every day.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, and I went to doctors that cannot be reversed. And I do have, well, it's called Stein-Leventhal syndrome, which is polycystic ovaries. So I have been diagnosed with that. But now, as far as I know, I've went to the best doctors there is. There's no reversing.
What about the laser hair treatment?
There are some new treatments that I have not tried, but I probably can't afford it because
they're not
now,
too bad.
I'm
64
years old,
and
I don't have that kind of income. I'm not working.
Yeah.
Disabled, and
there is actually. There's a drug that's basically like a blood pressure medication, but it has a side effect of blocking male hormones. So if those are the cause of hair, taking this drug, it's called spironolactone, can inhibit the hair growth. And it's available as a $4 prescription from Walmart, of course, if you have a prescription for it. So just in case you've never heard of that and you want to try it.
No, not really, but I'll check into that. But thank you.
Okay, sure. And, Donna, thanks. Thanks for the
topic is real touchy, and I understand this girl probably would not feel that way if it was not for her religion, because having facial hair is very embarrassing.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Also, professionally speaking, 80% of all women have superfluous hair.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And there's this myth in culture that women are not supposed to have any stray hairs, you know, and they're supposed to have completely smooth legs and everything else. And when reality, hey, we're mammals. Hair grows out of our bodies. So, Donna, thank you for sharing your thoughts and your experiences tonight. I appreciate your call. And, you know, hair removal is a tough thing because it always keeps growing back. It's like this never-ending battle. And men have to deal with it, too, if they want to remove their facial hair, right, their beards or whatever.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any stigma to it.
Yeah.
And in some cases, women, like, for instance, some women will have, like, the light sideburns, or they'll have, you know, I don't know, sometimes eyebrows. And they can
unibrow.
They can do all these things. And so, but I don't think that, I don't think they're judged too harshly for some hair in some areas, but other areas they're judged very harshly.
Yeah. Well, the armpit hair, it's a cultural thing, right? In France,
off,
totally
right?
Fine. In America, no way.
No way.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number. Tell us about your hair. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, a live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And there's one more segment left of tonight's program for you to get your calls in. You can dial 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Meaning that this is the last segment.
Oh, yes. Thank you for clearing that up, Mark. And, if you want to get your thoughts in, better do it quick. But, of course, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. And, Mark, you know, we had the story that we wanted to talk about on the show tonight. But did you have message you want to bring to our listeners?
Oh, yeah, real quick. BitInstant.com is the best place to go to get your Bitcoins. We just talked about that last segment, what Bitcoins are. They're an online currency that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees on the Internet. No government, no banking agency can have control of your account, and they can't be inflated. They can't be counterfeited. They're an amazing new invention in the area of money and in the area of the Internet, and I think that they're going to change the world. If you want to get your
Bitcoins...
They're
already changing the world.
Yeah, and they're down a little right now, so you can it's a good time to buy. I would recommend buying soon at BitInstant.com. Again, it's BitInstant.com.
Awesome. All right. You know, we were going to talk about sort of a free speech issue, I guess, and also relates to the government schools. So something that comes up on this show quite a bit. And apparently there was a girl who was kicked out of her classroom for wearing a Romney shirt.
That's right. Here it is. A Philadelphia high school honor student was ordered by her teacher to get out of the classroom when she entered wearing a Romney Ryan T-shirt on a casual dress day.
Wow.
The school has confirmed that the student was not at fault in the incident in which her Obama-supporting teacher gave the youngster a crash course in partisan politics. I came in and my teacher said, "Are you wearing a Romney shirt?" She pointed and said, "Get out of the class." And I said, "No." Samantha says her teacher went on to tell her that she couldn't wear a Republican shirt in a Democrat school.
Wow. Oh, so the whole school's Democrat now.
There you go.
Wow. Well, I guess the teacher was just making it really clear what they think.
She took a red marker and drew on it, and then she told me to take off my shirt, and she gave me a different one, she said.
The teacher literally drew on this student's shirt with a marker?
I'm looking at what appears to be the shirt, and... It may be there's a red line on it. I don't know. I mean,
oh my gosh, that would be assault if the student did that to the teacher. You know, she would be charged with assault.
Yeah. The exchange led to critical comments from both classmates and the janitor.
Wow.
The janitor pops in, and now the student's parents are outraged and calling for the teacher's dismissal. While she's been taken out of the classroom temporarily, they say they want her removal to be permanent.
Wow. Remind me not to have an opinion at school. You know, geez, that, like, what message did that send to the other students?
It's certainly chilling in the area of, you know, speaking your mind. I think that this really comes down to, and as many times as we've talked about it, this is an issue of public school.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if this was a private school, they could tell you that you could or could not wear whatever it is that they want you to wear. They can say...
Well, you know, they could say, yeah, you have to wear a uniform or whatever.
Or they could say, no Romney t-shirts, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
It's their school.
I would disagree with that. I think that would be silly to restrict what people wear. But, yeah, at least they would have a little more grounds to do that because they're a private institution. Whereas public school, you don't have any choice but to pay for it, you know, and... If you pay for it, a lot of people think, well, I might as well send my kid there because I'm already paying for it anyway. I don't have a choice to opt out. So
it seems pretty obvious to me that as long as they're going to create a place like public school, you're going to have a very difficult time creating something that's fair called a dress code. You know, you might be able to get some people to agree on a dress code and other people will disagree, whatever it is. As far as I'm concerned, the problem is public school at the core, and I won't play along with your dress code games. I'm just not going to play along. As far as I'm concerned, the problem is your public school. No, the problem's your public school. I don't care how short that skirt is. It's your public school. I don't care what color the T-shirt is or how much. I don't care if she's showing her areola. The problem is your public school. And that's what it all comes down to in this area. The fact is, this teacher lady felt threatened by this shirt. And she has every reason to feel threatened. Romney is a threat to people that call themselves Democrats. And Obama is a threat to people who call themselves Republicans.
It just shocks me. I mean, okay, so I had a teacher who was a Vietnam veteran, and he would get incredibly upset if people did not respectfully put their hand over their heart and with a tear in their eye say the Pledge of Allegiance mm-hmm. every morning with their hat removed. You know, and if
you were allowed to wear hats in school?
I don't think you were, but some people did.
Okay.
But he would get really upset if you didn't take it off and, you know, just show as much patriotism and respect as possible during the Pledge of Allegiance. Somebody had a shirt on once, I think, that said something anti-government. I forget what it was. It might have been a band like Black Flag or something mm-hmm. that was anti-government in some way. And he kind of flew off the handle at that person. And he would regularly fly off the handle if he didn't like the way you were saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Nobody dared not say it in front of him. I mean, so, like, that doesn't really surprise me that there would be, especially like a veteran, you know, a government school teacher who would get really upset if you expressed an anti-government message, because that's his employer, after all, for most of his life. But just, I mean, that student wasn't even expressing, like, an anti-state message. She was just supporting Romney, you know, the candidate that this teacher disagrees with. I mean, that even surprises me.
Well, there are people that are partisan towards the United States. They're partisan towards people that are partisan towards the Democrats, partisan towards the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can see that the Republicans didn't even exactly work with Obama to get his plans through. You know, some people claim that that's being harming the American people. I don't know. How are we supposed to know? As far as I'm concerned, I want Washington to do as little as possible, but they got far too much done in the first 2 years of the Obama administration. I'm not fond of it. I think veterans are a funny sort. They can be the most fiercely loyal, partisans for the jingoists, and they can be the ones that are the least like, you know, they like the government the least because they know what it's like to work there. They know what the government thinks of them. They think the government thinks that you're worth, if you're in the military, catching bullets from the other side. I mean, that's what they think of their soldiers. And that's where they'll send them to do the silliest things, especially Vietnam. I mean, the story, the war is rife. We've gotten all these stories have trickled down throughout the years of, the loss of bodies in order to take this hill or that hill.
Yeah.
And then lose it again the next day and then do it again. And it's ridiculous. And the veterans saw that.
They did, yeah. You hear often stories about government schools where they're sort of conveying this message that, you know, as long as you're within, like, this narrow box of the two-party system, then it's okay. It doesn't really matter which side you pick, but you have to be a Republican or a Democrat, You can't, for instance, have ideas about liberty. You know, you can't disagree with the entire system. You can't be a libertarian or whatever. You can't be really a green either, I guess, or whatever other
I never had that
minor
experience.
Parties are out there.
They never approached these things when I was in school. I never had that experience. They didn't. I've seen situations where the school will test you on, they'll give you like a little yes and no questions, and you'll come out and they'll say, you're a Republican, kids, or you're a Democrat, kids. Yeah. They never did anything like that when I was in public school, and I don't remember having political conversations. I remember having conversations about ideas, but not conversations about politics or parties or anything like that. Just didn't, you know, the teachers wouldn't have come out and said those
things. I had a class called government class in high school.
I had civics.
Yeah, they didn't call it civics. They actually called it government class, and we were required to go to town meetings and sit through the most boring town meetings. I mean, I just remember going and, like, sneaking my Discman at the time so I could listen to music during this boring meeting, and it was awful, but so in that class, I definitely got the impression that it was not okay to question government, to say that it was bureaucratic, to say that, you know, you didn't like the system or anything like that. You kind of really had to wave the flag. And the teacher, literally, she'd come in with an American flag waving and very patriotic. She had a sweater. She had all these different sweaters with American flags on them. It just
bigoted flags.
Yeah, just very bigoted flags.
You know, I mean, one of the things that I like the most about the United States is the colors. I mean, you know, I think that there's a lot of I get where people who are highly patriotic are coming from, because I really used to be that. My question is what are you supporting when you're supporting those colors?
And that's a great question.
What does it mean to you? Because I think what it means, the conclusion I've come to believe is that it doesn't mean the people, because the people do what the government says. So if the people will do what the government says, then what you're supporting is the government. And most people will not say that they're supporting the government of the United States when they're talking about those flags. No, no, no. I think that politicians are liars and thieves. You know, Washington, D.C. is full of crooks or whatever it is that they'll
say. Let's throw them all out. Yeah, there is like a very confusing mixed message that people say if you ask them about what they think of the government. You know, on one hand, they'll say, oh, it's the freest country on earth, but they don't like the politicians. And
of course, it's not the freest country on earth. You can quantifiably look at, you know, lists and rankings, and it's just not the case.
Absolutely not. Well, thank you, Mark. I've been Stephanie.
And I've been Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website. You can hear Free Talk Live every night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for joining us this evening here on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.